Have you ever spent a lot of time up in your head trying to get the words just perfect so that you can get the outcome you want or avoid the outcome that you don't? Well, that's what I'm talking about today. Why we need to shift out of getting those words just perfect. Today on the episode, you're getting a permission slip to say what you want. I think you're going to like this episode, and I don't want you to miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. Thank you, as always, for your downloads and your shares and for being a subscriber. It's great to be on this voice journey with you. Now, today, I'm going to shake things up a little bit, and I'm going to talk about words. I know. I usually talk about voice here at Captivate the Room, but as you know, I always pick my topics based on what's on my mind, what's on the minds of the people that I'm working with. And this one today, giving you permission to say what you need to say, comes up a lot. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. Quick mention, if you wanted to get in on the Voices of Success 8-week program, I'm doing it now. So get on in, email me, Tracy at captivatetheroom.com, and we'll get you in. As a podcast listener, you get a special bonus, but you'll have to email me to find out what it is. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about words, but not just words. What I see happening a lot with my people, and actually I don't see it, I hear it. I hear a hesitation in the voice. Now, you've probably heard me talk about being in the past or being in the future. And there's a similar hesitation in the voice when we're in the, you know, in the future, worrying about what people are going to think. This is very similar, but this episode today is for my perfectionist, my people pleasers, the people that want to get those words just right. You have this idea that if you get the words just right, you're going to get the outcome that you want. And so what you do is you go up in your head, and as you're having a conversation with someone or presenting something in a meeting or doing a presentation, you're calculating exactly what should you say. Okay, and that's what you sound like. Now, that is not owning it, which I have taught you to do. That is not being in the now, like I've taught you to do. That is not being grounded in your body, like I've taught you to do. That is being up in your head, trying to get the words just right. And what do you know? You know that when you are up in your head, your voice can't work properly. It just won't, because you're disconnected from your body and your voice. Your message is in your heart. Your voice is the orchestra of your heart. You know, I should have titled this thing today, Recap 101. Recap everything I've been talking about, because there are nuggets in here. Everything I talk about. So, here you are, focusing on these words. If I get these words just right, I will get the outcome I want. They will like me. I won't get yelled at. They, you know, you're running to an outcome, you're running away from an outcome. And when you orchestrate all of that stuff, one, you aren't articulating with clarity. You really aren't, because you're being so careful and calculated that we can't even connect with what you're talking about. We don't even know what you're talking about. But that's not the worst part. The worst part is your voice can't bring those words to life. And that's another reason we can't connect with you. So one of the big permission slips I give people, in fact, that is what they call it, a big permission slip. Pay attention. What do you want to say? What do you want to say? And why are you so afraid of saying it? Are you worried about what they're going to think? Are you worried about you? Maybe you're being too direct. Are you worried that you're going to be hurtful? Are you worried that you might not get what you want? Well, here's the thing. You are going to get so much more of what you want when you do say what you want to say. I know. Wrap your mind around that. Or just be me for the day, because I always say what I want to say. But here's where it gets all convoluted. You think you can't say what you need to say because you're going to be hurtful and all of these things, but really, that is coming out in the tone. If you are hurtful or mean, it's coming out in the tone. It's not the words. I want to tell you an exercise that I do with my people sometimes. Did this just the other day with a gal. Really impactful. She is one of my people, like I'm talking about in this show, worried about the freak out from the coworkers, working very hard to get it just right. And we played around with this for a little bit. And I finally said, if you could say anything you wanted, what would you say? And she rattled off a bunch of blah, blah. It wasn't even mean. And I said, does that feel mean? And she said, no. And I said, because it wasn't mean. It was just, I know how you feel. I know what you need. I know what you want. It was direct. But it wasn't mean. And she said, wow, that's amazing that wasn't mean. I always perceived that I would be really mean, that I couldn't say what I needed to say. And that is a perception that you have convinced yourself to believe, that if you say what you really want to say, you're going to destroy everything. Now, let me say this. That can happen. And the reason that can happen is because sometimes you go for days and weeks and months and years not saying what you need to say. You hold it in and hold it in and hold it in and hold it in. And then one day you lose it. And the first thought in your head is, well, clearly I can't communicate worth anything. So you can lose it and be hurtful. You can. But I believe that many of you are under a false perception that is going to happen all the time, and it's not. But here's the cool thing. This is what we did next. I gave her permission. It took a while to actually get her to, I mean, it was like, are you for real? I can say whatever I want to say. Yes, it's just me and you. So she rattles off this thing, and I tell her that it wasn't mean. And I said, but now, do it again the way you want to do it. And you know what happened? She altered it a little bit and the words just flowed out. They weren't mean. They weren't hurtful. Her tone was great. So that is something that you can work with. If this is you, if this episode is for you, this is an exercise you can work with. You're going into a meeting, you're going into a difficult conversation. Go out in your car. What would you say? You know, do y'all ever do this where somebody, you know, I always do this when I get blindsided. If somebody blindsides me, I freeze. I still freeze all these years later. And because that's what my mother did to me. And it's still in me. Now I can recover now, where many, many years I could not recover. I literally ran off and cried when people blindsided me. So I can recover, but if you blindside me, I do pause. And but I get blindsided and I get back to my apartment or whatever, and I think of all the things that I would say to this person the next time. You know what I'm going to say the next time? Okay, that's what this exercise is kind of like. You go to your car and you out loud say everything you want to say, and I tell you this, and you messed that up, and you screwed that up. And then you go in and you tell them. Because you've already gotten the emotion-fueled words that could be hurtful. You've already got them out. When I taught in New York City, I taught at several actor conservatories in New York City. And of course, I taught psychology of the voice, but there were several different voice classes the students took. They worked with, I guess there were four of us. And we all taught a different type of voice. And some of the voice teachers and the acting teachers did this too. When they couldn't get the emotion out of the actor, they would tell them to take their script and cuss through the whole thing. Now, I didn't do that with my students because I'm not really a cusser. But it was profound how it would elevate the work that they did. And that's really what I picked this exercise from. I started working with this like I just told you, with my people based off of that cussing exercise. Now, you know, if you're a cusser, have at it. Go out in the car, tear it up, and then go in. And you won't be up in your head. You will be in your body having a conversation that is not riddled with emotion. Because see, that emotion, that past, that future, that fury, all of that stuff is what is limiting how you can vocally present. It is putting in the hesitation of, I am really angry, but I have to get these words perfect. Okay? If you can just give yourself permission to say what you need to say, you won't be so all riddled down in it. Now, but here's the thing. The words aren't really probably what's going to do the damage anyway. It's the tone. And the tone is fueled by the emotion. The tone is fueled by the past. The history of the last 27 years of when your husband didn't take out the garbage. Yeah, you're dragging that in. That's in your tone. Or the fear of the freak out, the fear of what they're going to think. So staying in the now is a huge part of this, no doubt. But what happens when you say what it is that you need to say, you know, you've got all this fear and perception about how it's going to be mean, etc., but all it's going to be is direct. All day long, I tear voices apart. That sounds really mean, doesn't it? But it's not. People hire me to transform their lives, and that's what I do. And I'm very direct about it. Yeah, I hear the way you sound stuck. What are you trying to prove? I say stuff like that all day long, but I say it with a gentler tone. So I wouldn't say, what are you trying to prove, jerk boy? I wouldn't say that. I would say, you know, what I hear in your voice is that I hear you really trying to prove something. Let's explore that. Now, that's direct, but did I just attack him? No. And so sometimes that orchestration of words actually ends up being an attack. You're working so hard to avoid saying what it is that you want to say, but really, if you said what it is you wanted to say, needed to say, you would actually be more powerful, you would be more confident, and you would definitely be more authentic. I don't like the word authentic because I think people get it totally wrong. It's like one of those buzzwords. What does that even mean? I'll tell you what it means. What authentic means is that you're going to say what you need to say and you're going to reveal who you really are. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? What are the words that you want to say? And why do you think they don't matter? Why do you think you don't matter? Because sometimes that's at the core of this. Sometimes at the core of this is, well, I have to, they're more important than me. So I have to say everything just right so that they're happy because they're more important. And it doesn't matter if you're happy. It doesn't matter if you don't get what you want. Because not using your voice and all this orchestration in getting the perfect words for them is keeping you small. In fact, for some of my people, it's keeping them invisible. And here's the thing. Everybody's voice matters. Your words matter. It is okay to say that really hurt my feelings. It is okay to say, I would really appreciate it if maybe you wouldn't get on my computer when I'm not here. I understand where you're coming from, but I need to make it clear that this client has feelings too. Nothing wrong with saying what you need to say. And so in today's episode, this is what I want for you. Now, okay, so let me give my disclaimer. You know, I always have one. Don't go out there vomiting your truth all over everybody, attacking them and calling them names. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is start being a straight shooter. Start being direct because honestly, you're not really being direct unless you roll a tone in it. We'll talk about that in a minute. I just did a whole last week's episode on tone. If you didn't hear that, go check that one out. It matters what you have to say. Here is your permission slip to think through what it is you honestly need to say and stop fearing how the chips may fall. Because when you are fearing how the chips may fall, it's coming out in your voice. And we did an episode on this just a couple of weeks ago. That's foreshadowing. So if you are afraid of me and my reaction, and you are busy orchestrating just the right words, you are telling me to freak out because I hear it in your voice. What is the message in your heart? What is it that is in your heart? Reveal that. Let go of the words and reveal what's in your heart. If in your heart is, I hear where you're coming from, but I have to be honest with you, this client is going to be really upset and that concerns me. Say it. Why are you dancing all around? You're dancing all around because of the potential freakout. Let the future go. Stay in the now vocally and say what it is that you need to say. If you will tap into the message that's in your heart, the words will be there. If you just literally maybe can think through what it is that you really want to say, and when that voice in your head starts in with, you can't say that, check and see if you can. You know, my litmus test, you've probably heard me say this before. My litmus test is what I'm about to say, will it empower this person and make them better? That doesn't mean I'm never going to give constructive criticism. I give constructive criticism all day long for a living. But you know what else I do? I empower my people too. And I praise them. And I'm their greatest champion. But I don't mince words when it comes to what I hear and the issues that we need to work on. I used to years ago in the early years of my career, I was like you. I was afraid to say, your sound stuck in the back of your throat, Or what are you trying to prove? Because I wanted everybody to like me. But I wasn't serving my purpose by doing that. And when I finally embraced that I've got this crazy ability to identify exactly what's in voices and shift them and make them better, you know what I had to do? I had to step into that directness. Because that wasn't gonna work. Because I felt like I was a crazy pants. I kind of hear that you're pushing at me. Well, that ain't gonna work. They're gonna look at me like, who is this crazy pants? Right? But now I own it. I own what I hear and I own the words that I need to say. I say them, but I say them kindly. And I'm real intense. Sometimes I get intense. You hear me get intense here on the show, but I balance it with vocal variety. So what is the message in your heart? What is it that you want to say? Because when you reveal what it is you really want to say, with that litmus test, I mean, don't be tearing people down. Is it going to empower them for you to say X, Y, Z? Yeah. Probably. You're going to make them better. When you own your words, when you reveal your words, we can connect with you. Because then we know who you are and we know where you stand. That's what I loved about New York City. I could navigate New York City better than anywhere I ever lived. And this is not a criticism against any state. I have people in every state, every country. This is not a criticism. This is an example. I knew where I stood in New York City. You've heard me talk about Joe the doorman. The guy hated me. Every time he saw my face, he started screaming at me. I'd done something wrong every time. And for a long time, I cried every time Joe yelled at me. But then I knew that Joe was going to yell at me. And because I knew exactly where I stood with Joe. I have to have that. And so certain places are tricky for me when people are acting like everything's okay. But it's not. I can't connect with that because I don't know who you are. Well, that's not true. I do because I can hear it in your voice. But imagine that I couldn't hear the things that I can hear. Then it's confusing. Because I don't really know where I stand. Or maybe I think you like me, but then you talk bad about me behind my back. So it's very confusing. But when you say what you need to say to me, like, I broke the condo rules, I'm not allowed to do that, then I know what to do. Then I know how to navigate that. And I didn't break any rules. He just always told me I did. I wasn't a rebel. So I want you to start thinking about this. I think that you need to start speaking from your heart. You need to start saying what it is you need to say, even if you fear the reaction, even if you fear you're going to be rude or mean. You're not. That comes from your tone. Stop being what you think we want you to be. And reveal who you are. You're going to get to the next level in your relationships, in your success, when you reveal who you are, when you set boundaries, revealing who you are, when you express in truth how you feel rather than trying to get the perfect words to buffer the outcome. Now, tone, I'm not going to belabor this because I just did a whole episode on it last week, but tone is where you get yourself in trouble. Because you'll say, you won't say the words that you really need to say, but you will express in your tone what you want me to get. You want me to get that you're mad. You want me to get that you're frustrated. You want me to get whatever. It's the problem is in your tone, not in your words. I'll go back to my work again. I have to say things all day long to people. I don't have to. I do. I say things. Yeah, I hear this. Yeah, I hear that. You know what I think? I think that. I think you got a fear of so-and-so. Ooh, you know what I hear? But I say it like that, like a conversation, not an attack. Because there's no emotion to it. And you could say, well, Tracy, they're your clients. There wouldn't be emotion like in relationships. Well, there is, because I love my clients and I care about them and I really get invested in their success. Not like stalker, but really get invested in their success. But I get where you're going with that. In relationships, there are some higher stakes emotions, but guess what? It's super simple. It doesn't have to be that way if you use your words. Stop trying to get the perfect words. Stop trying to write it out in the tone. Say what you need to say. What do you need to say? And say it. All right? So that's your permission slip. And that's what I want you to start working on. Start thinking about, if I could say anything I wanted to say, what would it be? And with safe people and baby steps, start trying it out. Because as long as you keep this stuff theory, it's never going to change. This work cannot stay theory. It has to be put in the muscle memory. Now, my work is different. Most voice coaches just do voice techniques. I look at the inside and the outside because I believe without a shadow of a doubt, we have to look at both. But you can't keep this theory. You can't keep being afraid. Well, you can. But if you keep being afraid, where are you going to be in a year from now or 5 years from now? Are you going to be the guy that started working with me that said, I really wish I'd started working with you 3 years ago when I found you, because that was three more years of not being able to say what I need to say or make an impact with my voice? So start small. Who can you say what you need to say to? And start saying it. And just be aware of your tone. And then if you want to try that exercise, do it. Go out to your car. Go into your closet and blow it out. I'll tell you what I want to tell you. And then go have the civil conversation. All right? So try those out. Let me know how they go. Don't forget, if you want to get in on Voices of Success, you got to do that now. Now. Because I'm starting. It's starting up. I have a spot. I have a couple of spots left, I think. One or two spots. Very small group. Hope you'll join me. But that's it for today. I'm going to wrap it up. And until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the voice formula. A free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.